The Bible is the inspired word of God. It is the only book that reveals to us the things we must remember and the things we must forget. Let us study the Bible, for if we do so, we shall find rest for our souls. Good afternoon, everyone. And happy Sabbath to you.
Happy Sabbath.
I know today has been a rather interesting day. We couldn't have our place on campus because of our messed up, you know, scheduling. And then we found ourselves shuffling. This is one more reason why we need some $5 million so we can own our own property on campus. And by the end of the year, we'll be making an appeal which would involve all of you and your parents. We are pulling together a DVD highlighting campus ministries and how people can help us. We need the resources to get our own facilities on campus. I want to thank you all for coming. Those of you who came a little late, we got to know that this week, Amy had her birthday. And so perhaps we'll all sing happy birthday to her. By the way, is there any other person who had his or her birthday this week? Okay, Amy is the only one. So give her the speech. We'll sing happy birthday to you, Amy, praising the Lord for another year. Could someone give us a tune?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amy. Happy birthday to you.
I didn't ask how old are you now, because I'm told in America you never ask ladies how old they are. So I would not ask you, even though I know you are less than 22. Okay.
But more than 20.
But more than 20. Okay. Between 20 and 22. Anyway, today the message is going to be a very simple one. What is our theme for this school year?
Remember.
Remember. Last time we spoke on this theme, we gave a little background that the vices and virtues of life can be summarized by the dual concepts of remembering and forgetting. Just for a reminder, we said, for example, pride is forgetting others while over-remembering self. Envy is forgetting one's own possessions and over-remembering those of others. That is envy. Worry is the inability to forget the troubles that may never happen and over-remembering that which you have no control over. That is worry. Patience is forgetting petty troubles along the way while remembering your goal. When you forget the troubles along the way and you remember your goal, we call it patience. And there are more. And hopefully throughout the school year, I'll be building up these concepts to show that indeed every virtue, every vice can all be summarized by the dual concepts of remembering and forgetting. And we are going to explore the scope of the Bible, what it has to say about this idea of remembering as well as forgetting. Today's message is a very simple one. Before I tell you the title, I thought I should begin by asking you to share some things with us. Each one of us has had some negative experiences in life which you want to forget. And each one of us has also experienced certain positive experiences that we always want to remember. The assignment I'm going to ask you to do, and you're going to share that with us. Think of one thing in your life experience, something that happened to you that you want to forget. And then think of one thing in your life that you always want to remember. Since the theme this school year is remember, we must force ourselves to remember. to recall, to reflect upon, to meditate over. That is what this is all about. So let me give you a few moments. Tend to the person next to you. Spend a moment or two. And then just share. Welcome those of you who are just coming. It's been a rather interesting day for all of us. But welcome. We are just about to begin the divine service. And while you were walking in, I gave everyone some assignments. And let me repeat it just for your sake. Each one of us has had certain negative experiences in life that we want to forget. At the same time, each one of us has also had certain positive experiences that we want to remember. Your assignment in the next few minutes, 1 minute, 2 minutes, you turn to someone who is near to you. And then share with him or her what one thing in your life you want to forget. And what one thing in your life you want to remember always. I'm sure there are so many things, but zoom in on one. I'll give you a few moments to do so. Afterwards, I would invite some of you to share either yours or that of the person you talk with. Okay? All right. Take a moment to do so. Let's see. Just stay up, you know, and let's talk about it. Okay? If you are still searching, switch over so that let the other person talk, okay? I'll give you, okay. Okay, I guess I should put a pause on your discussions. All right, let's see. Let me get some volunteers. What things would you like to forget in life, and what things would you like to remember? Any volunteer? Yes, sir.
I have one. It's a very brief story.
When you share, make it brief, because I'm recording this, so I'll repeat it so that Mike will pick it up, okay?
Well, one thing was, this happened just recently in September. I was going to preach in Denver, and it was right before I'm getting up to speak, and Lionel Richard comes in. Not Lionel, Little Richard comes in.
Okay.
Little Richard comes in, and he's at the church.
You're going to preach somewhere, and then...
He's in the church.
Okay.
And Little Richard comes in.
Who is Little Richard?
He's a musician, singer, you know, he's an adventurous, famous guy.
Okay, all right.
So I get up, and I say, everybody, it's Lionel Richie. looking around saying, Lionel Richie, everybody, Lionel Richie. And so people looking around and so forth, of course it's Little Richard. And so I'm standing there for a second, I'm like, wait, this is not Lionel Richie, this is Little Richard. So I was embarrassed, of course, and then I called myself, I said, well, I may not know celebrities, but at least I know Lionel, you know.
Yeah. So what would you want to remember and what would you like to forget in life?
Well, with that, I would like to, you know, forget that experience that I called this guy. And he was so humble about it. He waved back at me and everything. But it was kind of an embarrassing moment.
Okay,
and
so...
I want to remember, God bless.
So you answered an embarrassing moment that you betrayed your ignorance and you want to forget it.
Yeah.
And you want to remember some blessings of God. Any blessing, any specific blessing, make it brief, straight. What one blessing would you like to remember? Blessing seems too generic.
Real swift one is a traveling mercy one, in a sense. I remember when my struts were out on my car and went to the mechanic. I had traveled to Alexandria about 2 hours drive. And the mechanic said, man, you were one screw away from losing your life on the road.
Wow, praise the Lord. How God delivered you from potential accidents. You were just one screw away from a major mechanical failure.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Any other volunteers? Yes. What would you like to forget? What would you like to remember? Speak loudly so the mic will pick it up.
What I would like to forget happened on September 4, 2002.
You even remember the date, September 4, 2002. What is it you want to forget?
I traveled out of the country and I was returning to the United States. At the airport, there was a message that there's a warrant for my arrest.
Wow. Traveling into the country and then a message that you must be arrested right at the airport.
So, I mean, I did get arrested for child support issues and everything. I had to spend about 4 hours in jail.
So it's an experience how you were arrested and put to jail. You know, it is something I know you would want to forget. But what would you like to remember?
Oh, what I would like to remember is, actually most of you know, I was born and raised Catholic. I never knew the Bible until I ran into you. And your first preaching you did was about Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, not worry.
Okay.
Ever since, I let my problem be the Lord's problem.
Wow.
I don't worry myself.
You would always remember a particular sermon that urged you never to worry. And you gave your life to the Lord in that unique way. Praise the Lord. What, any other volunteers? What would you like to forget in life and what is it you want to remember? Yes, okay, go ahead. Okay, all right, all those, Sister God, please. What would you like to forget?
The night when my little Isaiah was diagnosed.
You would like to forget the night your grandson was diagnosed with leukemia.
Because it was very lonesome.
It was a lonesome night.
And I traveled during the night.
Yeah. And when?
And I prayed constantly that God would help me not cry because I had to see the road.
You, there. When you have to travel so many miles to your grandson's place or whether at the hospital, praying that you don't cry. It was a night, it was a lonesome night. Yeah, I can even hear in your voice.
It was the most trying night.
Okay, it was a trying night.
To find the empty house because they were in the hospital already.
I'm repeating some of your words for the sake of others who are listening. It was an empty night, a dry night, an empty house.
Totally in darkness.
Totally in darkness.
And his father always was at a meeting with the pastors and elders.
Yeah.
At Camp Osama.
Okay.
And they all got the word.
So that night, I'm just trying to cut you short, but I the night you got this news that your grandson is dying, I mean leukemia, and there's nothing that you can do.
Except
you want to forget.
Ask the strength from the Lord to give you
Amen.
The courage.
Mm-hmm. Well, but what event, what experiences would you like to remember? We know what you want to forget.
I was baptized.
The day
I made that decision late in life I waited for a long time, but I never regretted it. To this day, feel the same.
You want to remember the day you were baptized because it was very late in your life, and you make a decision, and to this very day, it has been the major turning point in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any other person? What is it? I saw you smiling. Yes.
What I would like to forget is probably my last conversation with a friend of mine who died in a car accident a week later. I wish I said something different.
The last conversation you had with a friend of yours before the person died in a car accident, you wish you had said something different. You want to forget that experience.
Yeah. And the things I'd like to remember are, well, one thing in particular is what God did for me, getting me to med school, so I know why I'm here.
You want to remember how God got you to med school, and you know that there is a reason why he got you there. Okay? Any other person? What would you like to remember? Remember, the theme for this year is remember. We must train our minds in the habit of recalling, because remembering does something to us. What else? I just want to hear a few others. What would you like to remember? Yes, you're smiling to me. Yes, our deacon for today. Yes. What would you like to forget, and what would you like to remember? You forgot. Okay, think about it. Any other person? What would you like? Yes.
One incident that I'd like to forget would be when I was like 3, I think, and me and my mom had just came out of the supermarket, and a guy came up behind her and attacked her.
When you were 3 years old, you and your mom walking out of supermarket, a guy walks behind and attacks her. It's an experience you still remember, but you want to forget.
Yeah, but then I kind of want to remember it too, because God blessed her with
Isn't that something? This one of the unique experiences. It is an event you want to forget, but you also want to remember it because God gave your mom strength to ward the person off. Is that right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Any other person? Let's take one more, and then we move on. Yes, please. Okay, the day you decided to become an Adventist, okay? It was your happiest day, next to your marriage. I'm kidding. No. Okay. And what day would you like, what would you like to forget?
Something that happened this
week. Okay. Okay, something that your son did this week, you forget. The good news is you will forget it one of these days. Anyway, I'm sure each one of us has had some experiences, and those experiences can be disappointments, negative experiences, certain disappointments either in your personal life or in the life of someone close to you. You want to forget it. Negative experiences also include certain failures, either in your life or in the life of someone close to you. Certain abuses. If we had dragged this out and we started sharing, some of you have suffered abuse, physical, sexual, emotional, whatever it is, that you want to forget. Others that often come to light are hurts. Some of you have been hurt so badly in life, and there is one of them that sticks out, which is an embodiment of all the negative experiences. You want to forget them. Others, it is betrayal. Someone you trusted betrayed you or betrayed a trust reposed in him or her. You want to forget those negative experiences. A death experience, as Carissa was saying, you know, diagnosis of an illness, like Sister Olga is saying. There are many negative experiences we want to forget. In many cases, some of these are old experiences. So it's like the wound, the pain is gone in a way, but the scars still remain. Because anytime you remember that negative experience, it brings certain emotional, when Sister Olga was sharing, that night, that lonely night, you could tell from her voice, and she was almost feeling like crying, so I had to cut her off nicely. It brings that emotion. You want to forget it? Yes, God has done something miraculous since, but the ugly scar, that ugly experience still remains. And you want to forget it. In some of our cases, we want to forget the experiences which are still fresh. Perhaps it happened just a few days ago, a few moments ago, and it is still fresh and it hurts. You want to forget it. Well, our scripture reading speaks to this issue. Take your Bibles, Isaiah 43 and verse 18. Isaiah 43 verse 18, my version, King James Bible version, says, "Remember ye not the former things, and neither consider the things of old." Does anyone have a different version that brings it out differently? Any other version? Who has a different version? Isaiah 43 verse 18. Could someone read out if their version is different? King James says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." Yes? Yes, you say?
Forget the former things.
Forget the former things.
And do not dwell on the past.
Any other, what version, by the way, is that?
NIV.
Okay, any other version which is different?
New King James Version.
New King James Version.
Do not remember the former things.
Do not remember the former things.
Nor consider the things of old.
Nor consider the things of old. By the way, this is a classic Hebrew parallelism, where the Bible writer takes the same thought in two different ways. And if you line them up, the first thought explains the second, and the second explains the first. Let me illustrate what I mean. Notice the first line, King James says, "Remember ye not the former things." The second line says, "Neither consider the things of old." Remember not is the same as neither consider. You see how so when the Bible says, "Don't remember," another way of interpreting it is, "Don't consider." You see how the Bible explains itself solely on the basis of the parallelism. Don't remember the former things. Another way of saying it is, don't consider the things of old. So former things is now the things of old. By the way, if you are studying how to interpret the Bible, there are certain devices built in the Bible to help you understand. This is a classic Hebrew parallelism. But notice, the Bible says, and by the way, I have titled my message today, "Forget the past and remember the Lord." What did I say? Forget the past and remember the Lord. You find the "remember the Lord" part of my title in verse 26, which says, "Put me in remembrance." Put me in remembrance, verse 26. So my message is a very simple, straightforward message. Forget the past and remember the Lord. Let's look at forget the past. What is God asking us to forget? Forgetting the past. If forgetting the past is all that we have listed, all these negative experiences in life, the pain, the disappointment, the death, the illness, the betrayal, the abuse. If that is what God is talking about, quite frankly, this passage would be one of the most powerful passages to each one of us. Because God is telling us, in our negative experiences, he says, "Young man, young woman, forget the past. And don't dwell on them." It is a good counsel to every one of us if we are talking about negative experiences. And this would have made sense. But do you know what makes sense, or what makes this passage very powerful? The power of this passage is, it is not telling us forget the negative past. This passage is actually telling us forget the positive past. You know, I began by asking each one of you to tell us the sins you want to remember. How God brought you here, how he delivered you, how he provided finances. We always want to remember the positive part. The good news of this passage is, it is not talking about you forgetting your negative past or negative experiences. It is actually saying, forget the positive experiences. How do we know? If you started reading from verses 15 onwards, the Bible says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Verse 16, thus says the Lord, which makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. What event is the Bible referring to? How God made a way in the sea. What event, if you roll your Bible history? The crossing of the Red Sea or the crossing of the Jordan, because in both events God opened a way in the waters. So which of these two events, when you read verse 17, it says, which brings forth the chariots and the horse, the army and the power, they shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as so. Which event is he referring to? The Red Sea. How do we know? Because God drowned the enemy chariots. So this is not about the Jordan parting of the waters. This passage says, God is the God who made a way in the Red Sea during the Exodus. He drowned your enemies. He gave you a mighty deliverance. And then verse 18 says, remember not the former things. Don't consider the things of old. God is in effect saying, look, I did this for you. I worked this spectacular deliverance, but forget it. That is so mind-boggling. Aren't we counseled as Adventists, we have nothing to fear for the future, except what? We forget the way God has led us. We are constantly reminded to remember the things God has done for us. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not what? His benefits, all the things he has done for you, the things he has for you. Bible says, don't forget it. And yet Isaiah in this passage says, forget even the positive past. Forget the great things God has done for you. Forget how he granted you success in your exams, how he healed your illness, how he helped you, deliver you from accident, how he provided your feet, whatever good thing God has done for you in the past, God is in effect saying, forget it. And that raises the question, why? I can understand if you say, forget how you've been hurt. Forget how you suffered this. You know, I can understand. But when Isaiah is saying, forget even the mighty deliverances of the Lord, that is mind-boggling, and you must know why. Why should we forget even the positive past? The answer is found in the next verse, verse 19. It begins, behold. Those of you who have been here with us for some time, what does behold mean? Surprise, that's another way. God is calling your attention. He says, hey, wait and watch. You know, that's the idea. See, wait, watch, surprise. God says, I am coming to give you a surprise. Why you should forget your past. Notice verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. The first thing to notice, God says forget the spectacular positive experiences of the past because he is going to do something new. God has something new in mind for you which will far exceed any positive things he has done for you in the past. See, that's the good news. God is going to surprise you with something mind-blowing. It's like you don't even know it. When Ronald Reagan was president of the United States,
He was giving one of his addresses, you know. He was such a speaker. Of course, what do you expect from a Hollywood president? He knows how to speak and capture the emotion and attention of all people. You may hate him, but he was a good speaker. And on one of his special addresses, as he rallied the nation around, and then he pointed to the greatness of America. After he highlighted the greatness of America, then he added that famous line, "If you think America is this great today, you ain't seen nothing yet." What he was saying is, better days are coming. More glorious days are ahead. And when we get there, what is happening today will look like peanuts. That is what God is saying. He says, look, I am the Lord. I made a way in the Red Sea for you to pass through. If that was great, better days are ahead. Forget about even this positive past, because I'm going to do something new. See, the problem we face as Christians is some of us are dwelling in the past. It can be a negative past. Oh, she did this to me, I'll never forget. Or if this happened to me, I'll never forget. Negative facts. Well, the Bible says forget it. Because that's not really what he's talking about. Some of us are even living in our positive past. All our experiences have been our reference point is the past. Oh, I used to be such a lovely Christian. Or it's like someone whose marriage is decaying. And then all the song they sing is, you know, when we first married, it used to be this. Their marriage can best be summarized as used to marriage. They only remember, I remember when I fight with my wife, and then she used to remind me of the good past. You remember how you used to do this, and now you have stopped. You know, her experience is past tense. Our religious experience tends to be that way too. Oh, I used to be, I love the Lord. I used to sing beautifully in church. I used to play. I used to do this. Your experience is used to. God says, forget this used to experience. When we are asked to give testimonies in church, have you noticed that in many cases our testimonies tend to be 10 years old? Or even 5 years old, perhaps 2 weeks old. We are living in a past tense. We don't see what God is doing in the present, and therefore we don't even see what he will do in the future. Isaiah is challenging our mindset of constantly being in the past tense. And he's saying, look, God has done these spectacular things for you in the past. He brought you here. He gave you admission. He gave you this scholarship. Even when you didn't want the scholarship, he provided. Last week you gave a testimony, Erica, or the other day, how God provided some resources from you from nowhere. Praise the Lord for that. But unfortunately, we become trapped in the past. And God says, forget those things. Expect something new. See, if you read this passage carefully, it is one of the most revolutionary passages that can radically change your life. Because what it says is, a new day is coming. You can actually wake up every day and live in expectancy. Because that day ahead of you is going to be far greater than any you have experienced. If you've gained successes in the past, God says, forget those. Greater days are ahead. If God has delivered you from jail in the past, God says, forget it. Greater days are ahead. If God delivered your son from leukemia in a spectacular way, God says, forget it. Greater days are ahead. Whatever it has been, however powerful, God says, forget it and remember that he is going to do something new. Notice how he says it again. Verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. A way in the wilderness. Those of you who live in the desert area, you know it's not easy to make a road in a desert. I mean, the wind blows, you know, it's like blowing snow. I know I got this new place and I made a mistake of my life having a driveway which is rather big. One of these days you all come there and we worship over there. And during the winter, it gets really interesting. Can you imagine your own Dr. Vipin crying whilst shoveling the snow? You know, and as you do it, and then the wind will blow it back again. You know? That's how it is in the wilderness. You try to create a path, a wind blows something back. But God says, look, I'm going to do it. I will make a way where it is impossible. Some of you are struggling right now, you know, during the testimony time or whatever. You know, many of you had a rough week this week and you are looking at the coming week with all these exams coming up. God says, he will find a way. He will make a way in that impossible situation. And the way God will do it will so surprise you that you can't believe it. And even everyone around, even nature will sing to the praises of God. That's what you find in verse 20. The beasts of the field shall honor me. The dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people. Can you imagine owls? A choir, a chorister of owls singing to the praise of God. A chorister of dragons singing to the praise of God because he has found a new way out. An impossible thing, God has done it. This is why Isaiah says, forget the past. And he's not talking about negative past, which every psychologist will say, no, sister, don't worry about the negative past. Every person can say that too. But only God can tell you, forget even the positive past. Because he's going to make something better. A new day is coming. So what should you remember? Remember the sermon title? What was the sermon title in case you are still alert? Forget the past and remember the Lord. Jump to verse 26. Notice, he tells you what to forget. And then verse 26, he tells you what to remember. Put me in remembrance. See, Jesus is the center. The only reason you can forget the positive past, as well as the negative ones, is that God is the one going to do it. And he says, you remember me. Put me in remembrance. And so who is this person we are talking about? Just look at, if you start from verse 1. Isaiah 43 verse 1. Notice. But now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called you by thy name. You are mine. Who is this God that he wants us to remember? He is your creator. He is your redeemer. And he has called you. What do you say to that? Amen. So put him in remembrance. Your creator can recreate whatever is broken. Your Redeemer can redeem you from any situation. And the thing is, he has called you by name. Remember the Lord. If you continue reading, why should you remember the Lord? Verse 2 says, when thou passest through the waters, I'll be with you. When through the rivers, they will not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, they will not burn thee. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The second reason is, remember that the Lord is with you. Wherever you go, in the waters or in the fire, he will be with you. Remember the Lord. Jesus said it differently. I am with you always. Another reason you must remember him, verse 3 says, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba for thee. Why should you remember the Lord? Remember
his past dealings, what he has done for you, he's able to do and do even more. Why should you remember him? Verse 4 says, since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore I'll give men for thee and people for thy life. We are precious in his sight. Remember him. You know, I'm speaking to you. You are so young, you may not have experienced the brunt of life. But as you are growing older, you are going to discover life is not what you think it is. There are a lot of challenges ahead. And when those moments come, remember still that you are precious in the sight of the Lord. Remember his dealings with you in the past. All right, I wish we could just keep reading. Verse 5. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my son. I mean, however scattered, demoralized, discouraged you may be, God will pull the pieces together again. In the case of Israel, after the exile, God says, I'll restore you. I'll call them all up again. God can do it for you. So forget the past and remember the Lord. Let me read a few more verses. Verse 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed thee, yea, I have made. You can go back and read the entire chapter. It is full of promises. Why you must forget the past and remember the Lord. Let me read two more verses and then we wrap up. Verse 25. Even I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and I will not remember your sin. Every sin you've ever committed, if you have genuinely repented and confessed it to the Lord, his promise is, I will not remember anymore your sins. What an assurance. You know, folks are walking through life with guilt. But God says, I, God, will not remember your sins. What an assurance. And therefore he says to us in verse 26, put me in remembrance. Put me in remembrance. Our message today is a simple one. Forget the past. Not simply the negative past, which we all know we have to forget it, but even the positive past. Forget it. Why? God is going to offer something new, which would far exceed anything you have ever experienced. When you stay in the past, you do not allow the Lord to do his new thing. As a child of God, you can actually begin every day with a sense of expectancy. You can rise up from bed and say, thank you, Lord, today is going to be better than yesterday because of you. This is another message in the Bible about remember. Remember the Lord and forget the past. Is it something you want to do? Is it something that would steer you and you want it to steer you in the coming days of your life? If that is your wish, and I'm sure the Lord has been speaking to you in this brief message, why not stand as we pray? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, what an assurance we have in your word. Many of us came in here discouraged, demoralized, confused, hurt. But now we have heard your voice loud and clear that we should forget the past. Not just our negative past, but even our positive past, the positive experiences of the past. Not because you want us not to remember what you've done for us, but in order that we are not held hostages to the past and live our lives in the past. You want us to begin living today and look forward to a brighter tomorrow. Thank you for the assurance. Thank you for reminding us to remember you. You are our Creator. You are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You are the one who is with us in the waters of